It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's enthusiastic, rambling, adventurous, roving reporter. Ruth, find anything out there?
I did. We had a great event last week for the 21st Century Fund. That was the fund that was developed by Jack Mahoney, the former principal of Housatonic, who went on a sabbatical one year. And he traveled across the country looking at different high schools and what he thought he could bring back to Housatonic. And one of the things was a fund that he was impressed with, was a fund that was in which private money is raised for programs outside the school budget, things that would not be included in a school budget, but yet were important. And so the 21st Century Fund for HVRHS was born, along with Deanne Hewitt. The Mahoney got this started, and it's been an amazing, just an amazing initiative that was celebrated last week, as I said, at the Interlaken. Several of the recipients were there describing, a lot of them were from clubs that had gotten money from the 21st Century Fund. There were individuals. Among them was the Travel Club. They have sent over 300 kids abroad to all parts of the world, and they talked about that. They Envirothon Club, in which the kids learn all about the environment and the ecosystem. There was the VOAG kids, who talked about the land lab that is going on down near the high school. That's going to be a fantastic initiative for these kids. And the robotics group too was there. And several people were in attendance, including the William Tong, the attorney general, who talked with all the kids and expressed how impressed he was with all this. There was a young woman who spent last summer in Washington, D.C. at Georgetown University, learning about politics and international relations. And Maria Horn was there. She spoke. It was really an amazing evening. And obviously, they're looking for donations. And if anybody wants to learn more about the program, you can go to the website, 21st Century Fund for HVRHS.
Was it a fundraiser?
No, actually it was more a enlightenment, and it was the refreshments and easygoing, and everybody just walked around. It was hugely attended. I mean, it was really very well attended from all walks of life. So I would urge people to just look up this program and see what it does. It really enriches the school. So, very impressive. We have in North Canaan, as you know, First Selectman Brian Oler had some health issues, so he has taken a medical leave of absence from his duties at the in the town. He is still the president and CEO of the Torrington YMCA, but he's stepping back for now. And I spoke with First Selectman Jesse Bunce, who said, you know, he's going to miss Brian's input and, you know, the experience he's had. He was the first selectman prior to Jesse being elected. But it's going to be make it a little hard with two people. When you have two people, you inevitably have ties, tie
And
votes,
nobody to break them.
nobody to
Yeah.
break him. So you
Now,
could be deadlocked.
is this a period of time, his leave of absence? Do we know?
I got to check on that. He did not give a specific time, and I did speak with the town attorney, who said, "Yeah, it's perfectly legal as long as you have a quorum. You can have a board, but it does make it difficult." And were the seat to become vacant, It's the Board of Selectmen that chooses the new person, with a recommendation from the party from which that person was elected. So, we'll see how things go. It's a little tough now with budget season, so
I guess time will tell here, but our best wishes go out to Brian and whatever's happening to him. And we
absolutely.
hope it clears up and allows you to come back and perform the wonderful things you have performed over the years.
No, everybody's got their best wishes out there. It's it's tough. As we know, the railroad station did change hands. As we talked about last week, the Housatonic Railroad now is the owner of the historic Union Station, and the plan is to put their offices in there, but they're keeping the businesses that are already there and the train museum, which is an important, very important part of the town. So we'll be looking to see how things get musical chaired around. I think the accordion museum will be relocating within, and there's some businesses upstairs I assume will stay. So all eyes on the railroad station, as it usually is, as they usually are in Canaan. We talked about the Holly Place groundbreaking.
Yeah,
They've got the
they've got machines and everything down in that hole now. You're starting to get a concept of how small that hole really is, because
Oh,
there's
really?
a couple of dumpsters, a couple of big trucks, a backhoe, an excavator, and it basically takes up the bulk of that property. So I'm going to be interesting to see how the dance works here under the construction of basically a three-story building and,
And how
workers and
fast it
everything.
goes up.
Well, that and workers have to park, deliveries have to be made, and of course you're going to be doing this in the summer when the traffic there is really, really busy. So I'm going to be interested to see what type of traffic plan they're going to have, because this is a it's a tough build when you're building on basically a lot that's the size of the building. We'll see,
We'll
but
see. And
they're up and running.
they did take out two time capsules, and
That's what you told us last week. Any idea where those are?
I don't. And they one was from the Masons. The Masons removed a time capsule that was placed in 1983, which was
Wow.
marking the 200th anniversary of that organization. And the other was from the town's 1976.
1976,
So
yeah. My
I'm not sure.
I wasn't aware of the Masons. That's a new one. Wow. Since 83, that's been a long time.
That's a
Be
long time.
interested to see what's in there.
So who has that to open? I asked that last week. Oh, well, no, never mind.
We don't know where it is right now.
No.
Where
Well, I
they
assume the Masons have theirs.
are. Yeah, Masons have theirs, and I guess the town would have, maybe they turn it over to the Salisbury Association, who's kind of the keeper of the history of the community, if you will.
Yeah, could be. Or the I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
And
we'll have
Mason's
to
gonna
see.
open it? Never
I don't
mind.
think they opened it. I think they just looked at them or took them out.
Yeah.
And of course, that leads into the big project that is going planned for Kent. There is this proposal that was for the area near the town hall. If you're familiar with our town hall here, if you're looking at it to the right, is a huge field, and the plan is to put in 80 houses, both market value and affordable. It's called the Kent Green Commons Development. So there was a P&Z informational hearing last week. 75 residents and town officials were speaking. It's obviously a huge project. It's the being done by Jim Milstein, who bought the property from the Casey's who owned it, and the idea is to have it extend from near the town hall all the way out to Maple Street Extension and provide needed housing, both market and affordable. We've got a long process to go through, and but many people spoke in favor of it at this hearing, and so we'll be following. Lots of people will be following that, and
How well developed is the plan itself? Is it where would you say it is in the
well,
planning stage?
they've got all the renderings, and they've gone through in the wetlands originally,
Can't
initially.
build there. Yep.
We'll
Is
see.
it
It's
there?
called a planned development district. That's what they're
Yeah.
calling it. And so it's something different.
Yeah, I know there's certain incentives and things that go along with if you're building market rate and you do a certain percentage of it as affordable housing,
Yeah, 20%.
you get some gimmies on zoning and all of these kind of things. That'll all pan out during the process. I
Yeah.
guess the one thing you look for on that is this is it's just starting to work its way through zoning. Is that right?
Yeah,
Yeah, and my
way
experience
early.
with
Yeah.
that is that right now you're going to see people who are okay with the plan. As it evolves, though, be aware that there starts to grow this contingent of people who may not like the plan. And so
Absolutely.
we'll
Yeah.
see how that happens, because just looking at the history of all of them across the area, there's a basic pattern you can put together on that. And everything's rolling along, and all of a sudden somebody puts up signs all over the place that says they're going to build 500 units of housing, and everybody pays attention. So
Right.
like
Well,
the Wake Robin.
I'm going to be annoying and say we definitely have that. We know that as a pattern, but then we have these weird things and have had these weird good things. I know Mike is keeping a list. No, Ruth, I think is keeping a list because I always conflate everything. But the situation in Canaan. Right? And wasn't there one in Salisbury that you just sort of quietly resolved itself without anybody knowing about it?
Well, the one in Canaan, yeah, that one took care
And
of itself. well,
Yeah,
that
exactly.
one took a totally different turn than what one might have suspected.
Exactly. I had a friend once who I loved very dearly, and he used to say, "What are you waiting for it to cure itself?" And I always liked that concept. And that, the unexpected turn in Canaan literally cured itself. And then, and didn't, and this might have been a separate one, but I thought everybody basically found out because the trust that was dealing with the property, with whatever, came to get permission for something and know what, or not permission, but to say they had acquired it and they were going to do thus and such. And that was the first time it became clear that that the situation had cured itself. I might be mixing two up or conflating two, but my job.
Well, we don't know, but these things have a
But it
way
is an example of things actually going differently than traditionally.
yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean.
They have a way, and I hope it doesn't happen. I never wish this on anybody, but the pattern with planning and zoning issues when it comes to something of a development, of a special type of development, people at some point in time suddenly come up with reasons not to do it when everything has been saying all along, yes, we should. So, and of course, the process, as we know, can take months or years. So, time will tell.
Yeah,
Well,
see what
we're
happens.
still, we don't know. I mean, the plans have been approved for a lot of things, but everything's up in the air about the Pope property. Am I right, Michael?
Oh yeah, no, there's that's kind of like in a stall right now, and I have no idea what's going on with the property that Jim Dresser had
Yeah, and
donated
the
to the
Dresser
town
property,
for the units up there. And of course the Holly block, or the Holly place, which is now just beginning to break ground, has been going on for quite some time. I think we figured about 8, 9, maybe 10 years to get
Is
to
it
this
that
point.
long?
It's been a long time. Yes, it has, a very long time. Because the idea was broached quite a while back when when we first moved to the new firehouse, and there was debate about the old firehouse. At the same time, while there was one proposal to put affordable housing in the old firehouse, there was another person who came up and said, "Why don't we put the Holly Block back up and have affordable units there?" And that was the first time I heard that publicly mentioned. It went for a few years before anything happened, but at some point, somebody pulled that out of the drawer, dusted it off, and said, "Let's get serious about this and go to planning and zoning." Of course, once they get there, they're going, "I wish I'd have just done it." Not went there at all. Just kidding. Because they will. Salisbury's done this. They will make you tear it down. Yeah. Seen that one.
So looking ahead, we have the busy budget meetings all this month and selectmen's meetings, and we'll have to keep an eye on where things are going, and then there'll be the public hearing on the regional public hearing and referendum on the regional budget. It's that time of year, so here we go.
Quick question going back to either one of you. I know you covered it at the beginning, but the North Canaan situation with only two, do they have a protocol for after a certain period of time getting a third one in there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Ruth?
Essentially,
Totally.
you have to wait till the I don't think there's until somebody resigns, you can't really do anything on an elected public official. Essentially, the person could choose to hold that seat and never even attend, and there's not anything you can do about it.
No, it's not. Yeah. What
If someone wants
until
to
it's
do a
officially
local.
vacant, then you can't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. So,
All
talk
right.
about things that are coming up. I noticed that, and this is wonderful. You remember last year that they were paving Route 41 out here in front of the station and all, but they never got here? They stopped way down in the middle of nowhere. Anybody
Oh, you
remember
mean
that?
by the shopping center?
Route 30, what is this? Route 41 in front of us, right?
Yeah, where
Right.
did they?
They stopped out in the middle of what we used to call Sharon Flats. They were supposed to come all the way from Lakefield down to the Sharon Library, and inevitably they stopped halfway, and people said,
Oh,
well,
I
they
wonder if
heard
they're waiting
they
for
had run out
sidewalks, Michael.
of, well, they said they had run out of money. But what I'm seeing now is I've just noticed they're starting to put up signs declaring this to be a work area. So,
Well,
and they're exactly in those positions where this is coming back online. So I suspect in the next month or so, they may start seeing some work going on the road out here.
there's also the sidewalk project they're talking about that was
Yeah, and
supposed to coincide with the paving, so I'm
well,
not sure
yeah,
if that had something to do with it.
well, you know how getting those people together to do that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah.
These things
Anything
always
on the wave making?
gosh,
Ruth and
down
Ken?
on the
I'm
lake.
sorry, what?
Anything on the wave making
No,
on the lake?
things are quiet there for now. Or they.
Only because we're getting to that time. It's going to warm up. People are going to go to the lake.
They're going to start thinking about it again.
Yeah,
Yes,
well, it's
all right.
and yeah, that's coming up, but I think it's sort of in limbo at the moment, isn't it? I'm not sure.
As far as they
Okay.
know, yeah, it's like anything. They in the winter times things seem to kind of hang in abeyance until you get to the good season, and then in the spring things work, and in the fall, but in the middle of the summer everybody takes a day
You're
off.
right.
And anyway, guys,
Anyway,
believe it
we
or
have.
not, we have filled up this time slot pretty well. Any final words?
Just talking about the new Park and Rec director in Sharon, Brian Fela, starts today. He replaces long-term Matt Meddy. Brian has been is a athletic director at Region 20, and before that, he was in law enforcement in Winchester. So the town is welcoming him to this new position. And Noble Horizons on Saturday. has its Come As You Are party from 5 to 7:30, and they're going to be displaying, I believe, photos of barns, pictures of barns. So Noble Horizons parties are always fun.
Yeah, that
Good
Come As
to
You Are
know.
part, that could be scary for some people.
Like you said, I didn't. I was going to. Thank you for saving me. All right, I'm
As
going
I
to.
said, it always my brain, my brain always goes to something like that when I hear
Oh yes.
something. I look for the weird and the bizarre to happen. So it's just my
I think that's
life.
probably why, that's probably initially why Marshall loved you so much. Anyway, I am going to do my thing, which is to say thank you very much, Ruth. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's adventurous, enthusiastic, roving, rambling, and intrepid reporter on Robinhood Radio.